Good morning, beloved, and welcome to our Tuesday morning together in our journey through the Bible. Today we are in Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 34, where children are brought to Jesus and are blessed by him. And then there's an encounter with a rich man, which provides Jesus with an opportunity to teach his followers about the cost of discipleship. The reading concludes with Jesus speaking about his death for the third time. And again, God's guiding word for us this week has been discipleship. So let's begin. Some people brought children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples scolded the people. When Jesus noticed this, he was angry, and he said to his disciples, "Let the children come to me, and do not stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I assure you that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms, and he placed his hands on each of them and blessed them. As Jesus was starting on his way again, a man ran up, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life?" "Well, why do you call me good?" Jesus asked him. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not accuse anyone falsely. Do not cheat. Respect your father and your mother." "Teacher," the man said, "ever since I was young, I have obeyed all these commandments." Jesus looked straight at him with love and said, "Well, you need only one thing. Go and sell all that you have and give the money to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the man heard this, gloom spread over his face, and he went away sad because he was very rich. Jesus looked around at his disciples, and he said to them, "How hard it is for rich people to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were shocked at these words, but Jesus went on to say, "My children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is much harder for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle." At this, the disciples were completely amazed and asked one another, "Well, who then can be saved?" Jesus looked straight at them and answered, "This is impossible for human beings, but not for God. Everything is possible for God." Then Jesus spoke up, "Look, we have left everything and followed you." "Yes," Jesus said to them, "and I tell you that those who leave home or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or fields for me and for the gospel will receive much more in this present age. They will receive 100 times more houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and persecutions as well. And in the age to come, they will receive eternal life. But many who are now first will be last, and many who are now last will be first." Jesus and his disciples were now on the road going up to Jerusalem. Jesus was going on ahead of the disciples, who were filled with alarm. The people who followed behind were afraid. Once again, Jesus took the 12 disciples aside and spoke of the things that were going to happen to him. "Listen," he told them, "we are going up to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and then hand him over to the Gentiles, who will make fun of him, spit on him, whip him, and kill him. But 3 days later, he will rise to life." And today's key verse is Mark chapter 10, verse 15, where Jesus said, "I assure you that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." You know, it's the disciples really had a problem, I think, with children. They didn't want to be bothered with children. Didn't want Jesus to be bothered with the children. And yet Jesus recognized that it was as little children that we can enter into heaven. We would have to have the faith as the little children had. And again, this dovetails with the teaching that we had that if you're going to be the Sir, if you're going to be the leader, then you're going to have to be the servant of all. Let us pray. Loving God, grant me childlike faith, totally trusting in you. I yield my life to you. May your kingdom come, Lord. Amen. Well, our Tuesday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow as we are in Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 52, where two disciples approach Jesus with a request, and Jesus heals a blind man. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.